This is Food Defender Podcast with Dr. Terrence Martin, food safety and quality specialist at Alabama Extension at Alabama A&M University. Our Food Defender Podcast covers everything encompassing food safety. For example, USDA guidelines, FDA guidelines, and just general consumer safety as it pertains to food. Welcome to Food Defenders. I am Dr. Terrence Martin with Alabama Extension at Alabama A&M University. I'm the food safety and quality specialist here for Alabama A&M Extension here on the campus of Alabama A&M. And this week we have, in this podcast, we have a special guest, a colleague of mine from actually from here on the campus of Alabama A&M, one of Alabama A&M very own Normalite, Dr. Elvis Bado, who's over in the food science department, animal science department. Dr. Bado, tell us a little stuff about yourself and who you are.
Okay, thank you very much. So as Dr. Martin said, yes, my name is Dr. Elvis Bado. So currently I'm working with the Food Product Innovation Center, which is a new faculty. We just started 2024 of August. And what we are doing is helping small entrepreneurs, starters, beginners, making small manufacturing industries, making food for the public. So this is how we come in. So we help test the food quality and safety to ensure that we have helped you, the businessman, as well as helping the community, making sure that, because making food for sale out there is a serious business. You have to be sure that nobody eats your food and gets sick. So according to the Alabama cottage law, we make sure we test your food, and then before you can take it to the department so that you can pass the cottage law and be able to sell and make some profits. So we do a whole lot of tests for liquid foods, solid foods, we test all of them. We have pH, we have water activity, we have breaks, which is the sugar level. We also do shelf life testing in case you need information on nutritional information that you tag on your product. We can also do that for you. And we can also conduct tests to tell you the expiry. Best before dates to consume and all that. So this is what we do to help.
So that's a new area over in the food science department. I was blessed to be able to come out of that department, and I'm very excited that Dr. Bado is taking lead on that project there. He and I spoke earlier part of the year about which direction they were trying to go and give the community the opportunities to go have a place, a resource to take a food product if they're doing cottage law certified for their product and wanting to put it on the market to sell. So now we have an opportunity, a place, a resource to be able to take those products. Because a lot of time out there, I get a lot of, when I'm out in the community, they'll say, Dr. Martin, you know anybody that I got this sauce that I would like to have tested, the shelf life study or the pH or the viscosity and such. And now we actually have a department where we can actually refer someone to you to be able to send their product to you and eat at no charge or a minimum charge some of the time to be able to get your product out there. And in the long run, like we say, better safe than sorry. We want to make sure that it's safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dr. Bado, his background is in food safety as well. So that's what always at our forefront, and that's why we said better safe than sorry. Let's get it tested. You have a resource to have it done. Now, Alabama A&M Food Science Department is called FoodPIC.
FoodPIC, yeah.
And so
Food Product and Innovation Center.
So now we have an opportunity to get that information out there. Like I said, I think that some of the people was using the University of Auburn. I think they don't do it as much anymore. So hopefully we can have a new source here in North Alabama, a place where you can come and send your products to have your testing and help meet those requirements for your cottage law. And we also possibly work with your nutrition label, like Dr. Beto said. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of your products don't have to have it, but it's always good for the consumer to say, hey, this is what's in this product, the ingredients.
Yes. It gives information to the consumer how much protein he's consuming, how much fat, you know, so all that nutritional information is very, very important for the consumer. So you need to have it on your product.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we always talk about in the food industry, that use by, sell by date, expiration date.
Yeah.
And so that shelf life studies that he can, and his team over there, a lot of time he has some graduate students working along, mm-hmm. that they get able to get that experience before they get out in the industry, so to speak.
Perfect.
If you've ever been in the industry, you want to get some experience before you go out there. And so this is going to give our graduate students some opportunity as well.
Yeah.
Dr. Beto and I had talked about doing some traveling. There is some certifications, college laws, going throughout the state. So he and I are going to look at their calendar and try to go out and travel and go to some of these certification classes, program.
Yeah.
That way we can talk about your food pick program here at the university, and give those resources to be able to tell, hey, this is what Alabama A&M has offered now.
I mean, I've talked to some of the clients. When the clients come, we talk to them, and some of them are saying that previously they were going to places like Atlanta to find laboratories. But now we have it here in Huntsville, you know. So all entrepreneurs, starters, business, you can come here with your food product for testing. So far, we have helped a good number. We've had products like sauces, barbecue sauces, we've had juices, and we also provide service in formulation. In case you are already in production and you're trying to change your formulation, you can come to us. We'll work with you to modify the ingredients so that you come out with a product that you really want, you know. I remember I worked with one man who had corn dogs. He was operating in a van, and he was using corn for corn dogs, but it looks like it was giving me a lot of problems with the texture. When the customers came, he couldn't make the product as quick as he wanted. So he came, and then we added some rice and some other ingredients, and it developed a new method. Now, when about 10 people come looking for corn dogs, he can make it quickly. So we devised that process for him, to fit him, you know, to fit his needs. And now he's out there making money.
Great. Yeah. And so that's what I was going to ask you, give us an example. And I was thinking about the example that right there that you had told us about, told me about. So you have a lot of expertise and years, especially over in the food science department with Dr. Beto. One of the things we always say here in Extension a lot of times, if we don't know the answer, we'll find the answer for you.
We'll find it.
We have a lot of resources, whether it be here in the state of Alabama or colleagues throughout the country that we can reach out to when it comes to any issues or resources around food, all the way from the farm all the way to the table. We have resources that we can reach out to. If you're starting a business in the food industry, now we do have a place and a point of contact person to go to. Now I can say, hey, I'm going to give you this person's number, Dr. Beto. So I'll give him a heads up that this person may be contacting you in order to take a look at their product. One other program that here in Extension we're talking about, we have a program called SOAP. That I'm leading charge on that, and I'm going to bring Dr. Beto because it's going to kind of tie into what he's doing as well, because I'm, you know, here in Extension, we're usually out in the community a lot more than our counterparts here on campus. But SOAP is Safety Operation Application Program that we're going to be introducing, and it's basically along the same lines. We'll be talking about food safety, educating on food recalls and those type things. Those questions that can be answered prior to, if you can't reach Dr. Beto and you happen to be at one of these programs that we'll be doing, you can come to me as we're talking on our SOAP program, and I can lead you to Dr. Beto.
Yeah.
Because like he said, he helps with processing, startup processing. Those are type things that our SOAP program is there to help you to do as well, and give you those food safety tips, and also do some sensory people when it comes to food safety. Well, this smell, I can't say if it smells bad. Of course, as you get older, your sensory changes a lot.
Yes.
So some things, because it don't smell bad doesn't mean it's not bad and safe for you. So we look forward to this program and getting it off the ground with Dr. Beto. And he mess around. He may get more than he asked for. He may be over-bamboarded, which is a good thing. but like I said, Food Pick is I'm excited about bringing that to fruition and continue to grow it over the months to come, as well as the years to come. And as we grow and get more technology, rapid turnaround, I know that was one of the things. So can you kind of give us an estimate if I brought you a product, say like a sauce, estimated time, say if I wanted the water activity analysis and maybe viscosity?
Yeah.
What the general turnaround time that would possibly get the results?
So so currently I'm working with two graduate students, and then, sometimes we don't want to be overwhelmed, But maybe I can talk about an experience in last November. So we had a client that brought in five samples, like there were five brands, of the same sauce, but they are different brands. We have a white one, a red one, a spicy one, and one which is not spicy. They have different names. So normally, that took me and one graduate student 2 weeks to give the results out. We conducted water activity, pH, and viscosity. So the turnaround is fast because this is what we do, I spend majority of my time on the food pick, making sure, even though I have other responsibilities like in the product development lab, I also help some of the graduate students do their projects. But majority of my time is spent on client work. When we have an individual from the community who has a product and wants it tested, I spend all the time. So it's like for five products, we spend about 7 working days to be able to finish it.
Okay, that's a really good turnaround, because I think in some places, some laboratories, the backlog gets so built up.
Yeah.
And as a customer or a client, I get excited with what's going on with my results. Mm. If I don't have it out on the market, and so that's a fairly good turnaround time to give you an idea the results on your product.
There was also one lady who was working with. She had freeze dried fruits and candies that we also worked on. She had at first she brought 8 different kinds of products, and that took us a week because we're only working on water activity, So that was pretty fast. We spent 1 week, we gave her results. Currently, we are not charging, but we say that if you can make a donation, that's what we're doing right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But currently, when the clients bring their products, we do not charge them. But we ask them to make a donation if they want, There was one lady, entrepreneur from Birmingham, who just wanted the nutrition information on her sauce product. It was a barbecue product. So she didn't have to come to us. We just talked on the telephone,
Right.
And then on the internet, she just sent me a picture of her product. And I asked her for all the ingredients and the amounts that she used.
Right.
And then we used that information to develop the nutritional information for her. And now she's okay with that. I mean, her products are on the shelf right now selling.
Great.
So,
great.
Yeah.
And so you don't necessarily sometimes have to have your product physically, especially when it comes to nutrition.
Yeah.
All they need is the data, the information.
Mm-hmm.
Information and ingredients and the amount. And they can put it in a system and give you the information that you need.
That you require. Yeah.
That's required. Mm-hmm. And that is great. And like I said, the food science department, Dr. Beto have great resources around him. He has a food micro lab there with Dr. Mitra Davis and her probably Davis. Graduate students. Mm-hmm. And we have food engineering. We have food processing. And so he has a great resources around him. And then as well as at Alabama Corporate Extension with us, the outreach arm to be able to get you in touch and get these resources here at the university with you. If you have a new product and you want to get those analysis and you have concerns about your shelf life and whether separation, those type things, we have specialty in people that has background in that. Once again, we appreciate Dr. Memphis Beto coming in. Dr. Beto, how can you be reached?
Well, so apart from my email address, you can also reach me on my office telephone 256-372-1160. I don't know. Should I also talk about my email address?
Yeah, go ahead and give me your
email.
Okay,
so my email address, Elvis, E-L-V-I-S dot B-A-I-D-O-O. At aamu.edu. Maybe I should go over it again. Elvis, E-L-V-I-S dot B-A-I-D-O-O at aamu.edu.
Absolutely. We sure appreciate Dr. Beto coming on our second episode. Better safe than sorry. We hope this podcast takes off because it's always good to talk to fellow people in the food industry to kind of give our community just basic general information. You know, as we are scientists, sometimes we get tied up in the scientific world and use these big terms, but we want to give the general knowledge opportunities for our consumers out there where they can actually, layman's term, where they can relate to.
Yes.
We start talking about monosodic glutamate and stuff like that. People are lost. And so, but we want to be able to give it in layman's term. What we can offer and what Dr. Beto and his team over there at the university offer.
Yeah.
And once again, my name is Dr. Terrence Martin. I'm the food safety specialist here at Alabama A&M Extension. I can be reached at 256-372-4973 or TZM0018 at aces.edu or Terrence, T-E-R-E-N-C-E dot Martin at A-A-M-U. .edu. So it's been great. Once again, be better safe than sorry and knowledgeable of what's going on around you. Everything food.